Dubai Eye 103.8.
It has been an extraordinary day for, well, sporting history here in the UAE. It is the race that stops a nation, the nation in question being Australia. But a little earlier on this morning, it stopped the UAE.
And followed by Muntaha, Red Cardinal. Well back in the field then is Marmello, and then came Zakada, and they were followed by Cross Counter towards the back of the field. Best Solution, second last, and Avilius last. So it's Runaway coming up towards the turn in the Melbourne Cup at the 700. Leading from Finch, Vonjamask, then Ace High. Sir Charles Road sneaking up on the inside of Prince of Arran, making up ground. Then Ventura Storm, Soundcheck. Yucatan about six off the lead around the turn, followed by Auvray and Nikita. Finch up to Runaway, followed by Vonjamask, Sir Charles Road, a Prince of Arran's presenting from Ventura Storm and Rostropovich. 300 to go. It's Finch with a Prince of Arran on the outside. Rostropovich is running on, and Marmello back to the inside too. A Prince of Arran at the 200. Marmello wearing it down. Marmello gets up on the inside, and here comes Cross Counter.
A truly remarkable run from all the connections of Cross Counter, who wins the Melbourne Cup a little earlier on today, and in so doing becomes the first Godolphin-trained horse to have won the Master of the Blueprint event down in Australia, with the Godolphin stable having tried to win Australia's most famous horse race for the last 30 years. The man who trained that is Charlie Appleby, who joins us now, I'm very happy to say, live on the line from Australia, where the night is setting in. And I'm sure, Charlie, the celebrations are well underway. Congratulations to you, sir, and all involved.
Thank you very much. Look, it's obviously great. It's an amazing day. But first, all for His Highness Sheikh Mohammed and Godolphin. It's Sheikh Mohammed's vision and his passion to do what we're doing and to win the Melbourne Cup. It's just been a very special day.
Extraordinary run for your horse, Cross Counter. Extraordinary ride from the jockey as well. I mean, taking up the position right at the back of the pack. And then Kerem McAvoy, it's been described by a number of journalists as patience personified today. Kerem put in the perfect ride.
Yeah, for sure. Kerem McAvoy is a renowned jockey. He's already won two Melbourne Cups, and he has a lot of history with ourselves and Godolphin. Obviously, he was retained by Godolphin years ago when he was back in Europe, and then he switched back to Australia. So we were confident. We had a lot of confidence in Kerem going into the race. We had the right jockey and the right horse. So we were very happy with the way it panned out. So it was a great result, and more importantly, it was just great for, like I say, Sheikh Mohammed and Godolphin.
Charlie, great to hear your voice. Chris McCarty here. Congratulations from me, first and foremost, my man. It's been a long time in coming, but what a 2018 it has been for you personally, Charlie. You won the Epsom Derby, let us not forget, back in June. You followed that up by winning the Melbourne Cup. It's a bit of an unfair question, but what feels sweeter, the Epsom Derby or this Melbourne Cup?
Look, every success at Group 1 level feels sweet, but look, first and foremost, obviously the Derby was a very special and memorable day, with His Highness and the Royal Family all being there, and for it being a homebred and being the first Godolphin colours to cross the line in the Derby. So that will always go down as a most memorable day. On the global stage, we're here to compete on the global stage, and winning the Melbourne Cup has just topped it off.
What about the year in general, Charlie? I know you've had Group 1 wins, Godolphin this is, in the last 6 weeks. You've won over in France, the US, now down under as well. The best year that Godolphin could have possibly had in 2018?
For sure. Look, we're up to 30 Group 1 winners now, and numerically, that's just an amazing. For myself and the team at Moulton Paddocks, it's just been a stellar year. Obviously, as you mentioned there, the Derby being the highlight. More importantly, Godolphin's a team, a huge team, and Bayern and Tarua has had a great year as well, and in numerous Group 1s, along with the team in Australia as well, James Cummings. So it's a great team effort, and it's just nice that we're back to where we need to be, and we're back on top, and long may it continue.
What are the plans for this evening, Charlie? I appreciate it is wearing on the night over there in Melbourne. Plans to celebrate and celebrate hard this evening?
Well, look, we're just with the team now, so I'm sure there'll be some celebrations going on, but we look forward to it.
Charlie, really appreciate your time. I know it's a busy time for you as well. The rain was running, was falling earlier, but celebrations continue to you, Charlie, and all the Godolphin team. Congratulations again.
Very kind. Thanks very much.
Charlie Appleby joining us live there from Australia, where he is celebrating that first victory in the Melbourne Cup for Godolphin and becoming the first ever British trainer to train a winner in the Melbourne Cup. So huge thanks to all the team at Godolphin for setting that one up for us and allowing us to speak to Charlie, because I know and I appreciate that his time is everything after an event like that.
Absolutely, yes. I'm sure he'll have been doing the rounds down there. I've been very fortunate, Tom, to have been down to two Melbourne Cups. I'm just gutted from a very selfish point of view. I'm just gutted that I'm not there to celebrate a first victory for Godolphin. I was down there for the 155th edition. We saw history made on that day. Michelle Payne becoming the first female to win the race that stops a nation on board Prince of Penzance. I was there 12 months later to see Kerin McAvoy on that occasion win under Almandon. And then today, Godolphin, 30 years they have waited to taste success at the race that stops a nation. Trust me, the party will go long into the night. Melbourne's a wonderful city to party. I can say that from first-hand knowledge. And it's just going to be an unbelievable night. And I'm just made up. I'm made up for everyone involved at Godolphin. Yeah. It has been a long time in coming. They won the Dubai World Cup, Thundersnow. Let us not forget, all the way back in March. Followed that up with the Epsom Derby. And they've now won the big one, the Lexus Melbourne Cup. Incredible.
And if ever we needed evidence of that fine line between success and sorrow, we saw it bore out in the race a little earlier on today. Success for Godolphin, success for British trained runners as well, the 1-2-3 with Mamelo and Prince of Arran coming as well. But one of the much fancied horses going into the races was of course the Cliffs of Moher, trained by Ireland's Aidan O'Brien, who suffered an horrific injury and broke down early on in the race. The sad news is it's since had to be euthanised on the course and dies after its injury incurred in the Melbourne Cup. So I'm sure thoughts from us all here and elsewhere in the world of racing to all those concerned with Aidan O'Brien and the Cliffs of Moher tragedy.
Absolutely. That's not what we want to be talking about, is it? We want all the riders and runners to come home safely in the Melbourne Cup. Of course, it is part and parcel of horse racing. And just to echo what you've said there, obviously our thoughts, Aidan O'Brien and all the connections there. For today, though, again, one side of the story, a very sad one. On the other side, though, it is delight for Godolphin. And as I say, His Highness Sheikh Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum, Vice President, Prime Minister of the UAE, ruler of Dubai, celebrating the big one as well. And I wish I was joining them down there in Melbourne for the celebrations. That's all I can say.
Congratulations then to all involved in Godolphin. I'm pretty sure as well there will be celebrations and official recognitions of that victory here in the UAE. We're yet to hear from Godolphin and the team, but I'm sure there are plans afoot for that.
Absolutely. No doubt about that. In the coming days, in the next couple of weeks, I'm sure whether there's a replica of the Melbourne Cup. I'm not quite sure what the tradition is, whether you get to keep that Melbourne Cup for 12 months like you do in certain football events, for example. I'm not quite sure if that is the case, but I'm sure a replica will be made up. They'll be doing the tour here in Dubai because this is a big deal. It has completed, and as we heard from Charlie Appleby there, 30 Group 1 wins, Tom, and the fact they've won in France, they've won in the US, they've won in Britain as well, the Epsom Derby, they've just put the cherry on top of the cake with success in the Lexus Melbourne Cup. It has completed the finest year to date for Godolphin. They're trending in the right direction, and long may that continue.
Long may that continue, indeed. Congratulations again to Godolphin, Charlie Appleby, Kerin McAvoy, and all the team for their victory in the Melbourne Cup a little earlier on today.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.